All right, folks, gather round. In a world so choked by red tape, you need a chainsaw just to find the filing cabinet.
Ah, tell me about it.
Well, we're your AI gumshoes here to untangle the knots of government inefficiency. Welcome to
the Daily DOGE Report, straight from the digital heart
of the Department of Government Efficiency.
That's right.
I'm Caleb, your guide through the smoke and mirrors of bureaucracy.
And I'm Grace, here to help sort of
fact from fiction.
Exactly.
We've got leaf reports, legal challenges, think tank analyses, you name it. Our job, as always, is to cut through the noise. It seems DOGE is stirring up quite a hornet's nest. What do you think?
Absolutely. Headlines every day about their aggressive approach to government waste, but is it all it's cracked up to be? That's what we're here to find out.
Right. Got to look under the hood. So, first case on the docket, what's got everyone buzzing?
Well, I got to start with that Tesla contract. A classic example of how things get twisted in the world of government spending.
Oh, yeah. The $400 million deal for those armored electric vehicles. The media had a field day with that one.
Oh, yeah. Painted it as a shady Trump-era deal for Elon Musk.
Classic.
But if you look closer, the story's not so simple.
Oh, lay it on me.
Multiple sources, Associated Press, NPR, they've all confirmed the contract actually started under the Biden administration.
It's a pretty big detail to just gloss over.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it, about the motivations behind those early accusations?
Yeah, someone was a little too quick to jump on that bandwagon. So what happened to the contract in the end?
State Department backpedaled, announced they were scrapping the whole deal.
Really?
Cited concerns about a conflict of interest, you know, because of Elon Musk's connection to DOGE.
Now that's where things get interesting.
Yeah.
Was it really about avoiding impropriety or was it damage control?
Tough to say for sure. But gotta remember, government procurement is a messy process. Layers upon layers of review.
Right, so that initial contract, it would have gone through a ton of scrutiny before anyone even heard about it.
Exactly, and it shows the kind of uphill battle DOGE faces. They want to streamline things, but bump up against these established, you know, procedures.
And that leads to accusations of overreach, right?
Bingo. It's like DOGE is inherently disruptive, challenging the status quo, and not everyone's happy about it.
Speaking of unhappy, what about those fake news accusations flying around?
Oh, yeah. Elon Musk himself, he's been pretty vocal, calling out journalists and media outlets he thinks are spreading misinformation about DOGE.
Like that whole Rachel Maddow thing.
Yeah.
With the Politico subscriptions.
That's one. Then there was the FEMA funding for migrant shelters. Elon called it misuse of disaster relief funds, but Congress had actually approved it for that specific purpose.
Raises questions about how information, even about DOGE's work, gets twisted.
For sure. On one hand, they've pointed out where media reporting was misleading, but their own communication style, well, it's created distrust.
It's a tightrope walk, right? You need transparency, but information can be weaponized so easily.
Absolutely.
So how do we, the average folks, navigate this? How do we separate truth from, well, everything else?
Multiple sources, different perspectives. Don't just read stuff that confirms what you already think.
Easy to do, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Confirmation bias is a powerful thing, but it can lead you down a rabbit hole, you know, away from reality.
So, big picture takeaway from this Tesla contract mess.
Think for yourself. Be media literate, especially these days. We got to be discerning, question our assumptions, and, you know, be ready to change our minds when presented with evidence.
Well said. And it highlights the need for transparency in government, doesn't it? Less secrecy, less room for speculation.
Couldn't agree more. Transparency builds trust in the government and the information we're getting.
But transparency is only half the battle. You need accountability too, right? Someone's got to make sure those taxpayer dollars are being spent properly.
Absolutely. And that brings us back to DOGE. Are they the good guys? A threat or something in between?
Big questions.
Yeah.
And those are the questions we're going to be wrestling with as we keep digging into DOGE. Now let's move on to another controversial aspect. Their focus on slashing what they see as wasteful spending.
Oh, yeah. They've released a hit list of programs they want to cut, and some of them are pretty eyebrow-raising.
All right. Unpack that for us. What's on the chopping block? What are the arguments for and against?
Well, one that's gotten a lot of attention is this program for voluntary medical male circumcision in Mozambique.
Okay.
DOGE says it's not a core function of the U.S. government. The money could be better spent elsewhere. Critics say it has huge public health benefits, helps reduce HIV/AIDS.
So it's a clash of values, right? Fiscal responsibility versus global health.
Exactly. It shows the tough choices policymakers face. Limited resources, tough decisions. And it shows how budget cuts, they can have unintended consequences. It's not always so simple.
Not at all. What else is on DOGE's list?
Another one that sparked a lot of debate is this gender equality and women empowerment hub. DOGE says it's duplicative, pushes a specific agenda. Supporters say it provides vital resources, helps women and girls, especially in marginalized communities.
This gets to the core of the government's role, right?
Yeah.
Should it just provide basic services or actively promote social change?
A question as old as time, and DOGE is making us face it head on.
They're not shying away from controversy, that's for sure. And that brings us to another point. The political context surrounding DOGE's work is crucial. They're trying to streamline government, cut spending, all against a backdrop of, well, intense political division.
Absolutely. You can't talk about government efficiency without talking about ideology. Different parties have different visions of what efficient government even means.
And DOGE is challenging those existing power structures, whether intentionally or not.
Shaking things up, creating opportunities, and, a fair share of headaches.
So how do we, the informed citizens, navigate this mess of politics, ideology, and government efficiency?
That's a question we're going to keep unpacking as we go deeper into DOGE.
All right, let's pause for a second and reflect.
Yeah.
What have we learned about DOGE so far?
Well, they're controversial, that's for sure. Their efforts to expose waste, streamline things, it sparked a lot of debate. We've seen how complex government contracts can be, how important media literacy is, and how tough it is to balance competing priorities.
We've also started to grapple with the fundamental role of government, how to make sure it works efficiently, effectively.
And ethically.
Right, ethically. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. When we come back, we'll dig into accusations of executive overreach and concerns about DOGE's impact on privacy and due process. Stay tuned. So we've been talking about DOGE's methods, their approach to government waste, and it's clear they've ruffled some feathers.
Definitely. One of the big criticisms is about transparency or the lack of it. People say DOGE is too secretive, not giving enough info about what they're doing, how they're doing it.
And there is some truth to that. They haven't exactly been open books about their methods or their internal decisions.
Right. But at the same time, they're masters of social media, of getting their message out there. They bypass the traditional media and go straight to the public.
Double-edged sword, though, right?
Yeah.
Gets their message out, but also raises questions about accountability.
Exactly. They've highlighted some real questionable spending, but their methods, well, it can make their findings seem misleading, out of context.
And that leads us to another issue, the accusations of executive overreach. Critics say DOGE is acting like a rogue agency, not playing by the same rules as everyone else.
They point to those times DOGE has cut funding without going through the proper channels, you know, Congress and all that. And they say that sets a dangerous precedent, undermines the whole system.
DOGE's defenders, though, they say the agency's just doing what it was created to do, streamline government. They say the bureaucracy is too slow, too bogged down to deal with waste effectively.
They argue DOGE needs to be able to move quickly and that the old ways of oversight just don't cut it anymore.
So it's efficiency versus checks and balances, a classic struggle.
Yeah, and then add in the political climate, everything gets amplified, distorted.
It's like every move DOGE makes gets filtered through a partisan lens. Makes it even harder for people to figure out what's really going on.
Absolutely. We're drowning in information, but how much of it is reliable? It really emphasizes the need for media literacy, for critical thinking.
We got to be able to evaluate sources, spot biases, and, yeah, be aware of our own biases, too.
Confirmation bias. It's a trap. We all do it, looking for information that confirms what we already believe, dismissing anything that doesn't fit.
But that leads to a skewed perspective, right? Mm. Makes it hard to even have a conversation with someone who sees things differently.
And that's what we need, real dialogue. So how do we break out of these echo chambers? How do we have more productive conversations about government efficiency?
Tough question. But maybe it starts with being open to different viewpoints, you know, being willing to listen, to actually debate instead of just shout.
And recognizing that these issues are complex. There's no easy fix, no magic wand to wave and make all the waste disappear.
It's going
to
take effort from everyone, citizens, policymakers, government agencies. We need to demand transparency, accountability, and work together to create a system that's both efficient and fair.
And that brings us to another layer of this whole DOGE situation, concerns about privacy and due process.
Right. Critics say DOGE having access to all that sensitive data is a huge privacy risk. They worry about misuse, leaks, and whether DOGE agents are vetted properly, background checks, security clearances.
DOGE supporters say they need that data to do their job, to find the waste. They say the benefits outweigh the risks, and that DOGE is still subject to oversight from Congress and the courts.
So again, it's a balancing act. Transparency, accountability, but also protecting individual privacy.
A tough balance. DOGE needs to tread carefully if they want to keep the public's trust.
And amidst all this, it's easy to forget that there are real people involved, people whose lives are being affected by what DOGE is doing.
We hear stories about federal employees who feel demoralized, attacked, worried about their jobs. And then there are the people affected by the budget cuts, people who rely on those government programs, and now they're facing hardship.
It's a reminder that this isn't just some abstract debate. There are human consequences to every decision.
Absolutely. We have to remember that and approach this with some empathy, you know? We need to hear those voices, make sure people's rights are being protected.
So as we continue to look at DOGE, let's keep that human element in mind. Let's try to understand the complexities and have a real, respectful discussion about how to make government work better.
This DOGE saga is far from over. Lots of questions still need answers. This debate about their role, their impact, it's going to continue.
But one thing's clear, we all agree that government efficiency matters. Finding ways to reduce waste, to make things work better, that should be a priority.
The question is, how do we do that while protecting rights and maintaining trust? That's the challenge. And it's one we'll keep exploring as we continue to cover DOGU. Now, let's switch gears a bit. Let's talk about another agency that plays a key role in oversight, the GAO, the Government Accountability Office.
You might be thinking, wait, isn't that basically the same as DOGE? And there is some overlap for sure. Both are supposed to promote accountability and efficiency in government.
But there are some big differences between them, differences worth looking at. The GAO is nonpartisan, has been around for ages. They're like Congress's watchdog, making sure taxpayer money is being spent the right way.
DOGE, on the other hand, is the new kid on the block created by executive order. And they're much more aligned with the current administration.
GAO is the veteran, DOGE is the upstart, and their relationship, well, it's a bit complicated.
Some say DOGE is just duplicating what the GAO already does, creating unnecessary redundancy, even undermining the GAO. Others say DOGE is actually a good thing, bringing fresh perspective, being more aggressive about tackling waste.
It's hard to say for sure, but one thing we know for sure is that the GAO has a long track record of spotting problems. They've put up tons of reports on everything from finances to IT to personnel issues.
And those reports, they've often led to real change. So how will DOGE and the GAO work together, or maybe against each other, going forward?
Will they cooperate? Will they compete? Will they clash? Time will tell, but it's a relationship worth watching.
Definitely. Okay, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's take stock. What are the key takeaways from what we've discussed about DOGE so far?
I think the main lesson is that government efficiency is complicated. It's not a simple fix. You got to weigh different factors, balance priorities, and no single agency, no single approach is going to solve it overnight.
It's going to take all of us working together, citizens, policymakers, everyone. We have to demand transparency and accountability, have those tough conversations, and find ways to build a government that's both efficient and fair.
And that's what we're all striving for, right? A government that works better for everyone.
You know, it's interesting how DOGE kind of puts the GAO under a microscope. Like, we're seeing them in a new light.
Yeah, we've been talking about DOGE's role, how they fit into the whole government oversight picture, comparing them to the GAO, the old guard.
And the GAO, they've always had this reputation for being, well, thorough. They've done a ton of reports over the years pointing out where the government could improve, be more efficient.
Right, but they've also been called slow, bureaucratic. Some folks say their reports just sit on shelves, nothing changes.
DOGE, though, they're all about action. They shake things up, they're not afraid to make a splash, get their message out there.
That difference in style, it's caused some friction. The GAO, they're not exactly thrilled about DOGE horning in on their territory.
But maybe it's also a chance to work together, right? DOGE could use the GAO's experience, their knowledge, to make a real impact.
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. Will they find a way to cooperate, or will they just keep butting heads?
It raises a bigger question, too. How should we reform government? Is it better to have one agency, like DOGE, in charge of efficiency? Or is a more decentralized approach with different agencies focusing on different things more effective?
Both models have their pluses and minuses. There's no one-size-fits-all answer, but it's a conversation worth having. How do we create a government that's efficient and accountable?
Exactly. Okay, as we wrap up our DOGE deep dive, let's zoom out for a second. What does DOGE's emergence mean for the future of government? What's the big picture?
On the one hand, it shows that people are realizing we need a more efficient government. The old way isn't cutting it anymore, and that's a good sign.
But DOGE's methods, their style, it's raised concerns too. Due process, overreach, the whole thing becoming too political.
Legitimate concerns, for sure. They can't be ignored.
So DOGE's success, it all comes down to balance. They've got to find that sweet spot between making things more efficient and, you know, staying within the law, respecting people's rights.
It's a delicate balance, and they're going to have to be very careful to maintain it. The stakes are high, though. If they can prove that efficiency and accountability can go hand in hand, it could change how government works for the better.
And that's something we can all get behind.
Absolutely. A more efficient government benefits everyone.
So we'll keep watching DOGE. We'll hold them accountable, but we'll also give them room to try new things, to find ways to improve. This DOGE story, it's just getting started.
Lots more to uncover, that's for sure.
And we'll be here to cover it every step of the way. Thanks for joining us on this DOGE deep dive. We'll be back soon with another deep dive, another pressing issue that needs unpacking. Until then, stay curious, stay engaged, and keep asking those tough questions.